Welcome to this week's new blended format for our second show of the week. As you know, our Monday shows are always full-length, in-depth conversations with awesome human beings, and we've started to have a little bit of fun with this complimentary show by playing with some different formats and bringing you some new things. This week, we still have our traditional riff, and the idea behind the riff this week is around kindness in the world today. And we're also exploring new and different segments. Last week, we started with a new Good Life Science update. And today, we will also bring you a Good Life Science update. And be sure to stay tuned for future episodes where we will start to play with some other ideas and always trying to shake things up a little bit, try new things, and give you more of what will help you live a really good life. So we're diving in today with conversations around humanity, kindness, and on the science side of things, how simply having a smartphone in the room with you may just make you a little bit dumber. On to our show.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good Life Project is brought to you by Understood Explains, a podcast that's like a beacon for parents navigating the special education system. Hosted by Juliana Urtube, a special education expert, this season is all about individualized education plans, or IEPs. Juliana breaks down complex topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP in a way that's easy to grasp. I checked out an episode of Understood Explains about the difference between IEPs and 504 plans, and I was struck by the balance of empathy and practical advice. It's not just about understanding the system. It's about empowering parents and caregivers to advocate for their children, which is just so important. So I've known a number of people who've had to literally scramble to figure out how to advocate for their kids when the system seemed to just make it so hard to get the support that they need and deserve. So if you're a parent navigating this world, or even just wondering if it's right for your family, I encourage you to give Understood Explains a listen. Search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains. It's like having a roadmap for a journey you didn't expect, making it a little less daunting. Good Life Project is sponsored by LinkedIn Ads. So as a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. So isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions tailored for B2B. Imagine having direct access to a billion professionals, including 180 million senior executives and 10 million C-level leaders. With LinkedIn's powerful targeting tools built for B2B, you can drive serious results. LinkedIn ads generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social platforms in the technology space. We've actually tapped the power of LinkedIn ads a number of times ourselves, and the campaigns have been really successful. If you're ready to revolutionize your B2B marketing, try LinkedIn ads with a $100 credit on your next campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Go to linkedin.com/goodlifeproject to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goodlifeproject, or just click the link in the show notes. Terms and conditions apply. So as I sit here and record this, just a few days ago, I actually went to a Broadway show. And I've been going to shows more lately. It's kind of funny, you know. I'm a New Yorker, so we are in the town that is sort of the heartbeat for plays and shows and musicals. I've never been much of a musical person. Oddly, a lot of my friends are very much in the theater. Actually, have performed on stage, sung and danced on Broadway many times. And it's never quite grabbed me, but I've started revisiting shows. I went to Hamilton not too long ago. Mine was blown, absolutely blown by the musicality and the sets. And I went to a show over the weekend, and the name of that show is Come From Away. And I went in, you know, it's one of the shows that's become really hot, and I was expecting something fun and interesting and great music. What I wasn't expecting was that about halfway through, I got a lump in my throat and my heart was just kind of bursting, And I was kind of, you know, like holding back and trying to like hold it together, Jonathan, hold it together. And it was so emotional and so powerful and so moving. And the reason is this, the story takes you back to 9/11. And when the U.S. airspace was closed in the blink of an eye to all flights, there were, you know, like thousands of flights still in the air and many flights headed into U.S. airspace from all over the world. And something had to be done with those flights. So for a lot of those flights, for 38 of those flights, actually, they were coming from a location where they were redirected to an airport, a small airport in a tiny town named Gander in an island known as Newfoundland. And the story of Come From Away is the story of what happens when 38 plane loads of people from all around the world touch down in this tiny town and all of a sudden nearly double the population of the entire town in a place that is not prepared to handle this number of people, this amount of complexity. And they're essentially grounded there for 5 days with very little information about what's happening, with no notice whatsoever, with, you know, no supplies. And it's this really beautiful story of how this town and the towns around it all come together and just say, hey, listen, like, we're all going through this together. At the same time, we all know it's this incredibly emotional time. And they just, they offer up everything. They offer up their homes. They offer up their food. They offer up hugs and friendship. And they just, they take everybody in and just embrace them like they were old friends. And it's kind of funny because when I came home from the show, I was, you know, I jumped on, I think it was Instagram, and I shared that, you know, this show just blew my mind, it opened my heart. And within an hour, I already had a number of comments from people on that post saying they were from Newfoundland, one even from this town of Gander, who said, yeah, in fact, you know, we housed and fed a number of people. And it reminded me, it reconnected me with this sense of shared humanity, this sense of open-armed welcoming, this sense of innate kindness that I think we all have inside of us and has gone missing. And it's funny because when I left the show, I was thinking to myself, you know, why was I so moved? Why was I so emotional? I couldn't really speak for a little while after the show, or else I think I would have just been in tears. Because I was so moved by the gestures and by the idea. And then, of course, this beautiful, beautiful production and music. And I think part of what was happening for me also was that I'm a New Yorker. So I was in New York City when the airplanes hit the towers and when the towers came down. And I was here and I ended up shortly after down right next to what they called the pile. And it was really powerful and emotional. And there was something that happened in New York City in about the 6 months that followed that, which is among the profound sorrow, the profound sense of loss, there was a melting open of hearts and of minds. There was this sense of shared sisterhood and brotherhood and just openness to everybody. There were people just saying, how can I help? There was less judgment. There was a sense that we're all in this together and we all are only going to get through it together, and how can we all come together and just help each other? I don't care who you are, where you came from, you know, what your political leanings are, what your gender orientation is, what your sexuality is, what your faith is. We're all in this human experience, and how can we help? How can we be there for each other? And there was a sense of community that stuck around New York for a bit of time, but also left. And it's funny, I never wrote about that experience for a couple of years. I just couldn't. It was too close to the surface. And when I finally did, I shared how I was almost ashamed that while I would never want that moment to happen again, I really missed the sense of openness and spaciousness and kindness, shared humanity that blanketed the city in the months that followed. And as everyone slowly got back to their sort of everyday lives, that sense left. You know, it kind of started just flowing away a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, until you go a couple years out, and it's, you know, it was kind of pretty much gone. You know, everyone's back to their pace, back to their snarkiness, back to their a lot of self-interest and driving for the self. And I get that that's part of the human condition as well. But I missed that earlier ethos of shared humanity and leading with kindness. And when I went to this show, it reconnected me with that. And I think that's part of the reason that it really moved me so much also was because kind of said to me, you know, that lies within all of us. And it was brought out by extreme pain, an extreme incident in New York City, you know, many years ago now. And the idea that this actually could just kind of be the guiding ethos, the culture of, you know, a particular town or village or even, you know, they call the, you know, Newfoundland, the Rock, that entire place could kind of be led by this sense of shared humanity and kindness and openness just on a perpetual basis. It made me feel like, you know, this is something that we can tap into. It's not gone. It's always there. And how can we create that not just on a tiny island, but, you know, on the bigger island of Manhattan and in the bigger states and provinces and counties and countries around the world? Because when we look around these days, very often we see separatism and isolation and judgment, and we're so focused on the things that make us different. And we're so focused on winning. We're so focused on coming out on top. And it reminded me that there is a kindness that lies within all of us. And while we sit there, you know, saying very often, why can't we just let all this vitriol go? Why can't the world be a kinder place? Kindness starts with us. It kind of starts with me. Kind of starts with a single intention, a single action, the way that I bring myself to the world, the way that I interact with a single person every moment of every day. And, you know, it's like Thich Nhat Hanh said, I'm going to totally butcher the quote, but it's, you don't go out to seek peace. You know, like there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. I think the same thing goes for kindness. There is no way to kindness. There's no, like, how do we make the world a kinder place? There is just be kind. And that's what I'm thinking about. How can you move on from this and move into the rest of your day and stop wishing other people were kind? Stop wishing the world was a kinder place. Stop wishing and stop hoping and stop trying to make things happen and just be kind. That's what I'm going to try and do for the rest of the day. I'm human. I'm sure it won't come entirely naturally for the whole day, but I'm going to do my best to try and make it my guiding ethos as I move into the day. That's a thought I want to leave you with from this week's riff. And of course, stay tuned, because after this short break with a word from our wonderful supporters, we are going to dive into today's Good Life Science Update. Some really interesting new research around cell phones and how even having them present affect your intelligence. Back with you shortly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front-row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX. Luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Good Life Project is sponsored by LinkedIn Ads. So as a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. So isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions tailored for B2B. Imagine having direct access to a billion professionals, including 180 million senior executives and 10 million C-level leaders. With LinkedIn's powerful targeting tools built for B2B, you can drive serious results. LinkedIn ads generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social platforms in the technology space. We've actually tapped the power of LinkedIn ads a number of times ourselves, and the campaigns have been really successful. If you're ready to revolutionize your B2B marketing, try LinkedIn ads with a $100 credit on your next campaign. Terms and conditions apply. Go to linkedin.com/goodlifeproject to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goodlifeproject, or just click the link in the show notes. Terms and conditions apply. And we're diving into today's Good Life Science update. This is a new segment that we're playing with and exploring, where we bring you some interesting science, science that relates to your ability to live a better life. Some weeks it'll be me. Some weeks I will be bringing in guest really smart people, pretty much always smarter than me, which is probably not all that hard to be. People who are out there in the world, sometimes doing the research, sometimes in the specific field. Today, I wanted to share some interesting new research that was just published last week. It was done by a team at the McCombs School of Business at the University of Texas, Austin. Hey, go Austin. Love Austin, Texas. By the way, if you haven't been there, you gotta go. So, and as always, we will include a link to the actual research in the show notes if you want to go deeper into the methodologies or understand it or check it out for citation purposes and all that other yada yada. Here's what this team was looking to do. So essentially, they were looking to explore how does simply having a cell phone either in the room, on your body, or in a bag affect your ability to think, to problem solve, and to keep things in memory. And, you know, we've all heard a lot of things about, you know, stuff like this. But what they did was essentially they took about 800 people who were regular users and owners of smartphones, you know, any variety of smartphones. They weren't exclusive to Apple or Samsung or Google or any other particular product. And they created this experiment. They asked them to essentially sit down in front of a computer, and then they were given a series of challenges. And these were challenges that actually you had to really be focused and give your full attention in order to complete a series of questions. And at the end of that, you would get a score that would tell you how well you did. So you knew how well you were performing on these cognitive tests, these cognitive challenges. And they were really about trying to figure out, you know, like how cell phones affect people. Because here's the second part of what was done. People were told to do one of three things with their cell phones before they took the test. Either they could keep their cell phone with them, and they would put it on the desk next to them. They would put it face down, and the cell phone had to be silenced, so nothing was ringing or vibrating or no notices or anything like that. It was simply there, it was on the desk, and it was face down. So they couldn't look at it, they couldn't see what was on it. The second option was to either have it in their pocket or in a bag, if they had a bag. And then, so it was actually physically in the room with them, but it wasn't on the desk, so they couldn't see it. And then the third option was they actually couldn't even have their cell phone anywhere in the room with them. They had to leave their cell phone completely in a separate room. No matter what, the cell phones were all turned to silent, and so there was no way to actually get alerts or notifications or anything like that. So what do you think happened? I bet you can kind of guess, but what's interesting is the science is starting to validate the fact that simply having a cell phone with you, even if you can't see the screen and the alerts are all turned off, simply having it in your presence makes you temporarily dumber. So what the researchers discovered was that when the phones were in another room entirely, the people who then took the tests on the computers substantially outperformed pretty much everybody else. So they outperformed their performance on tests of, like cognitive tasks were substantially better than people who had their phones on the desk but silenced and face down. And interestingly, they were even better, but not as much, than they performed better than the people who had their phones in the room with them, but they were either in their pocket or in a bag. So what does that tell us? Well, pretty straightforward. It tells us that even having your phone in the room with you, simply around you, actually impairs your ability to think and problem solve and keep things in memory. And what's interesting is that if you ask these people, do you feel like it's making a difference in your performance? Most people say no. They have no awareness that, simply having the phone silenced face down on a desk or in their pocket or in their bag is actually affecting them. As the researchers say, I'm quoting, "We see a linear trend that suggests that as the smartphone becomes more noticeable, participants' available cognitive capacity decreases." And they added, "Your conscious mind isn't thinking about your smartphone, but that process, the process of requiring yourself to not think about something, uses up some of your limited cognitive resources. It's a brain drain," end quote. So really interesting here. It's kind of like saying, hey, don't think about that pink, fuzzy, polka-dotted, tap-dancing elephant in the room. No matter what you do, do not think about it. Do not think about it. The bandwidth that it takes, the cognitive bandwidth that it takes to ignore these almost addictive call to constantly check and to wonder what's actually happening there goes up when your phone is in the room because you are reminded of it. So really interesting bit of data there. So, of course, the question becomes, how do we use this information to live a better life? Well, I know here's how I might try to use it. If there's something that I really need to focus on, if there's a test I need to take, if there's a challenge, if there is a creative task that I'm under deadline for, if there's problem solving that I need to do, even if I think I'm totally cool if I just slide my cell phone in my pocket or put it on my desk, turn off all the, like anything that buzzes, rings, vibrates, put it face down, I'm now going to know that that actually is going to impair my ability to perform at my highest levels. And when there's something that I need to do where I'm time limited and I need to perform at my absolute highest from a sort of brain standpoint, a cognitive standpoint, rather than saying I'm just going to throw my phone, in a knapsack or even in my pocket, I will go the extra mile, or rather the extra few steps, take my phone, silence it, and put it entirely in another room so that it is so removed from my sort of sphere of awareness that I won't have to use up some of my cognitive bandwidth to stop myself from thinking what's happening on that device. So something to think about in your work life, in your creative life, maybe even in your relationship life, which, yes, can take a fair amount of problem solving sometimes and cognitive attention and bandwidth. So hope you found that valuable. As always, I have fun spending a lot of time. I do research voraciously all the time, and it's fun to be able to share this with you. And I'm looking forward to starting to rotate in some guest Good Life Science geeks to share the wisdom with you. As always, enjoy spending time with you. Signing off, this is Jonathan Fields for Good Life Project. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If the stories and ideas in any way moved you, I would so appreciate if you would take just a few extra seconds for two quick things. One, if it's touched you in some way, if there's some idea or moment in the story or in the conversation that you really feel like you would share with somebody else, that it would make a difference in somebody else's life, take a moment and whatever app you're using, just share this episode with somebody who you think it'll make a difference for. Email it if that's the easiest thing, whatever is easiest for you. And then, of course, if you're compelled, subscribe so that you can stay a part of this continuing experience. My greatest hope with this podcast is not just to produce moments and share stories and ideas that impact one person listening, but to let it create a conversation, to let it serve as a catalyst for the elevation of all of us together, collectively, because that's how we rise. When stories and ideas become conversations that lead to action, that's when real change happens. And I would love to invite you to participate on that level. Thank you so much, as always, for your intention, for your attention, for your heart. And I wish you only the best. I'm Jonathan Fields, signing off for Good Life Project. Good Life Project is sponsored by Lexus GX. So have you ever owned something that inspired you to just up your game? For me, it was this high-end mountain bike. I love the ultralight frame, the suspension, the precision gearing, and I realized it deserved to be ridden to its full potential. So I started training harder so I could experience the joy it could give back to me. And it paid off. That bike helped me discover just new levels of performance and straight up joy. When we own exceptional things, they inspire us to do exceptional things. The all-new Lexus GX has an exceptional capability that will have you seeing possibilities you never knew existed. Its advanced technology and luxurious interior mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Imagine tackling rugged landscapes with the available 33-inch all-terrain tires and multi-terrain select, then unwinding with the available front row massaging seats. This is a vehicle that inspires you to go further, to live up to its full potential. So why settle? Live up to the all-new Lexus GX, luxury beyond limits. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.